Welcome back to week two of the Fantasy Football Breakdown today. And as usual, the boys will be discussing who to start, who to sit, who to claim off the waivers, who to trade for, and who to trade away. And as well, a new segment called the Electric Fantasy Player of the Week. Let's get right into it. Boys, how we doing?
Doing good. As usual, excited for the second week.
Hold on. Just want to clarify who we are. I'm Ryan Dixon, alongside Constantine Lambridis.
And Sam Mendelson.
We are excited for week 11 of the NFL. Before we move into week 11 of the NFL, let's talk about week 10. Week 10 was a solid week. Lots of games played. Let's start off with the Electric Fantasy Player of the Week. Sam, who is the Electric Fantasy Player of the Week?
I'm going to go Melvin Gordon. He got you 20 points this week. That's pretty good. Top 10 RB this week. Had a good week. Helped a lot of teams win this week. And yeah, my electric player.
That's a solid choice. And Constantine, what do you got?
My electric player of the week is someone who has been electric all season. That would be quarterback Lamar Jackson. He had around 30 fantasy points, give or take, something around there. And I'm getting the exact number down. 26.4 fantasy points projected this week. 33.4 fantasy points projected. He got last week. So, obviously, a very good performance. He can use his feet. He can throw. He can do pretty much everything. And he had a very solid performance last week. Couple of touchdowns. Throwing, running, just amazing. A lot of highlight reel stuff from the kid. And I'll be excited to see what he could do this week now.
And along with that answer, boys, do you think Lamar Jackson has a chance at winning MVP this year?
Yes.
This is a very hotly debated topic in football circles everywhere. I think he has a chance to win it. I don't think they'll give it to him. I think it'll be Russell Wilson this year. But I would really like to see Lamar Jackson win. Just think about it. Guy drafted 32nd overall, last pick of the first round. A lot of teams before the draft wanted him to play wide receiver for them and asked him if it was okay, if he could work out as wide receiver. Now he's a quarterback and he's thriving, taking over the starting quarterback role for Joe Flacco and taking over very nicely there.
I'm going to go against you. I'm going to say Lamar Jackson's MVP. If he goes for over 1,000 rushing yards, and throws about 30 touchdowns, he's got to get it.
Yeah, and I also think he is a great runner, obviously. A lot like Michael Vick, in my opinion. And I feel like he could definitely have an MVP season. He already is having an MVP season. He could definitely win the MVP. And we'll see what happens there. But my electric fantasy player of the week is Christian Kirk. At Tampa Bay, he had 6 receptions for 138 yards and 3 touchdowns. Unfortunately, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost that game 30-27. The Cardinals lost the game 30-27.
Down to the wire.
Great game. Tons of great games this past week. Looking forward to another solid week of the NFL. And we're moving into week 11, like I said. So, boys, who are we going to start for week 11?
I'll start first. I'm going to start the Steelers defense. They haven't had a game under 13 points since week 4. They're red hot, one of the top 5 defenses in the league, and they're playing a turnover-prone Baker Mayfield, who's going to throw about 2 picks. Start the Steelers up. They're going to get you a lot of points this week.
Yeah, Steelers defense, definitely a great option this week for a defense. I do think they're playing really good. That's my waiver claim for this week, just a little bit. But I'm not going to get into that just yet. Constantine, what do you got?
I'd say that you should probably start DJ Moore on your roster here. In the last 4 weeks, he's averaged nearly 16 fantasy points. And in the last couple games, last 2 games to be exact, he's been really racking them up. 7 receptions for 101 yards 2 weeks ago. And then last week, 9 receptions for 120 yards. So if you play in a PPR league, chances are this guy's really been doing good for you. And now this week he's facing a leaky Falcons pass defense that allows 260 passing yards per game. Obviously, McCaffrey's going to run up the score, but if you have DJ Moore on your team, since he's getting more catches and more yards, he's an interesting start. I'd probably put him as a flex or a wide receiver, too, if you're really desperate for wide receivers.
And my stardom of the week is a must-start, Josh Jacobs. Not only is Josh Jacobs a solid running back, a rookie solid running back, he is also playing the Bengals this week. The Bengals defense is averaging negative 0.7 fantasy points per week, allowing 28.8 points per game. 1,557 rushing yards allowed this season. That is the most rushing yards allowed in the league. Ends has allowed 12 rushing touchdowns this season. That's the second most rushing touchdowns allowed in the league. So, big game for Josh Jacobs. Definitely looking forward to seeing him stamp on that Bengals defense, probably to get more than over under probably 25. I say over.
Probably going to be over there.
I'll
he's going to get
under on that.
Really, why is that?
I mean, he doesn't catch a lot of passes. He's got to get in the end zone twice to get over 25. I would take over 20, though. I just don't see 25.
I think he's going to get in the end zone twice. Obviously, like you said, Ryan, they've allowed like 12 touchdowns, I believe, something like that, to running backs, I think it was. 12 rushing touchdowns, something like that. I can really see him getting over. Josh Jacobs, probably the runaway offensive rookie of the year. Like, it's not certain, but he's probably the front runner in that regard. I'd say he's got a very good chance of getting over 30 points, and I think he probably will.
Yeah. Bengals defense, Bengals period, not
terrible.
Looking great this year.
Possible 0-16 candidate. If they weren't playing the Jets, I'd say they would go
0-16. They also play the Dolphins.
Yeah,
they also play the Dolphins.
Dolphins are revived, though. I would take the Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins are revived. They actually beat the Colts, but that's a story for a different time, obviously.
The Colts Corner podcast tomorrow.
Colts Corner podcast
Look
tomorrow.
Look forward to that. Boys, now that we know who to start for our lineups, who are we going to sit?
Start first. I'm going to sit Todd Gurley. It's just simple. Sean McVay ain't giving him the ball at all. Last week, he had 12 carries for 73 yards, and this week, he plays a Bears front seven. Rams have no line. I'm going to take the under on Todd Gurley's projection of 13.5 PPR points.
I actually said the exact same thing as Sam. I said it's definitely going to be under his projection here. He's just been getting not a lot of touches. Like, he has 13 touches a game, and he's seeing less and less receptions. His production has declined in the last couple weeks. Just not looking like a good season, especially against the Chicago Bears, who are one of the better defenses in the league.
Yeah, so I agree with you.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you on that
Gurley
one, too.
Just hasn't been the same since arthritis.
Yeah. Just terrible for him. Such a great talent wasted.
All right. My sit-em for the week is actually on the same team, Los Angeles Rams. They are playing the Chicago Bears. So my sit-em will have to be Jared Goff. Jared Goff having an extremely inconsistent season. I do not think he is playing to his highest capacity, in my opinion. And last week at Pittsburgh, he threw two interceptions and lost one fumble. And I believe if he couldn't do well against a solid Pittsburgh D, he definitely won't do well against an extremely, extremely solid Chicago defense.
Yeah, Goff and the Rams have not been looking like themselves. They're really suffering from that that curse of the Super Bowl runner-up. And just terrible what's happened to them. Cooper Kupp is probably the only one who's performing well for them this season, with addition to a couple of their players on defense, but not looking good for them.
Yeah, but even as we're seeing in his fantasy points, Cooper Kupp has been slowing down. Robert Woods not having the greatest season.
Cooks Brent just got injured,
Cooks
I believe.
Cooks has concussion. He's been concussed. And, Rams are not looking like a Super Bowl team like they were last year.
No, last year they were definitely a Super Bowl team with, obviously, Sean McVay, who's a pretty much revolutionary head coach. He's changed the game, a great leader. Jared Goff really living up to that number one pick potential and moniker. But, it's not looking good for them. I would probably not touch anyone on that team. other than Cooper Kupp for this week.
Yeah, they just haven't been the same since they lost all-pro left guard Roger Saffold in free agency to the Titans. And yeah. Look at the Titans' line. He created a top five of line with the Titans. Derrick Henry's running nuts. Huge holes.
Yeah.
Yep. Great sit-ums, great stardoms. Boys, who are we going to pick up off the waivers?
I'll start this one off, actually. The guy that I really like personally as a fan of him, Jamison Crowder, Jets wide receiver. He has just been posting up monster stats these last 2 weeks with Darnold back, 22 points and 19 points these last 2 weeks, and finally putting up his first two touchdowns of the season against Miami and the Giants. He is playing such an easy schedule with the rest of this season. He's going to be playing Washington, who's at the bottom of the league. Oakland, who is pretty good, but he could still pop off against them. Cincinnati, who we just talked about, is at the bottom of the league. Miami, who's at the bottom of the league. And Buffalo, who is not the worst team right now, but he did post 99 yards on 14 catches against them. So that is a decent matchup for him, just going back and in time to the beginning of the season. So he is definitely someone. If he's available, I'd pick him up right now.
And my waiver claim of the week is actually Sam's start of the week, and I completely agree with him. The Steelers defense owned in approximately 65% of all ESPN leagues. In the past three games, the Steelers defense has forced 11 turnovers, tremendous amount of turnovers. Last week, they had a big win against the Rams, 17-12, and they had 22 fantasy points in my league. Person to look for on the Steelers D is Minka Fitzpatrick. This season, he has 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 5 interceptions.
Since that trade to the Steelers, he's just shown so much of the talent that Miami squandered at the beginning of the season. I really like Minka Fitzpatrick as a player. He plays with such tenacity and intensity. He's definitely one of the top young cornerbacks in the league. And with Pittsburgh, they've really made him what he sought to become when he got drafted.
I agree with you. He's the leader of that defense, and he's a printable lock for the Pro Bowl this year.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I know you guys all think he might be a top defensive back in the league, but do you guys think he's the best?
No, Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams, Jalen Ramsey, 2 of the best cornerbacks in the league. I'm definitely missing someone because there are a lot of them, but give him 2 more years, he'll probably be that number one guy. Well, he'll probably be in the same discussion as Jamal Adams and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, he really showing how great of a player he is. Sam, who are you going to claim off the waivers this week?
I'm going to go with another defense. I'm going to claim the Eagles defense. They're owned in 37% of the ESPN leagues, and they're a championship defense. In the playoffs, they play a turnover-bound Miami. Dwayne Haskins led Washington, and a Daniel Jones led Giants. Pick them up, start them in the fantasy playoffs. They'll carry you to a championship.
All right. We all know who you guys are starting, who you guys are sitting, who you guys picked off the waivers. Who are we trading for? Constantine, start this off.
Guy that I want to trade for, same team as my waiver pickup, Jamison Crowder. That would be running back Le'Veon Bell. He is finally getting the touches and the receptions that he deserves. And he desperately needs right now with Adam Gase. They really were underutilizing Le'Veon Bell out of the backfield, just as a pass catcher. And now he's finally getting those touches. He's finally getting those receptions. He's getting over 15 fantasy points, over 20 fantasy points. And obviously, like Crowder, he has got a weak schedule coming up against Washington, Cincinnati, Miami, Oakland, all those teams, pretty weak teams. I'd trade for him right now, especially because the playoffs are coming up. If you're looking to push for the playoffs, if you're looking to win your playoffs, I do not think he would be he's a gamble that won't pay off.
I do believe, though, he is a gamble because week 15 he has to play in Baltimore, and week 16 he has to play the hot Steelers defense. Two good top 10 run defenses. I don't know.
A pretty solid trade for, in my opinion. Sam, who are you going to trade for?
I'm going to trade for Cooper Kupp. Yeah, he did have a dud game last week of 0 points, but he's still an elite wide receiver one. He's still averaging 19 points a game with that 0 point. And the week before, he had 35 points against Cincinnati. He's elite wide receiver one. Just go trade for Cut.
Agreed. My trade for is Mike Evans. He is averaging 21.2 points per game. He has two games over 40 points. And I do believe that Chris Godwin, fantasy value and usage in that offense is declining, considering he had a tremendous amount of usage over the beginning of the season. They're playing the Saints this week and the Falcons next week. Overall, this Mike Evans, extremely high ceiling. He's averaging 150 yards in the past three games. Great, great trade for, in my opinion.
Electric player.
He is an electric player.
I'm just going to go back to what you said about Godwin. It's not like his usage is going down. He still had 12 targets last week. It's just Winston and him aren't connecting right now. And that offense is throw first. They throw first, throw every play. Yeah.
It's
good enough for two wide receiver ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they are pretty. They do have a pretty solid wide receiver corps. And, yeah, let's see what happens in the season with them too. Guys, who are we going to trade away?
I'm going to trade away James Conner. He's just coming off an injury, and Jalen Samuels is back and healthy. And Jalen Samuels is hot. They're not just going to get rid of the hot hand Samuels for Conner to get him banged up again. They're going to use a 50-50 committee between Conner and Samuels to try to ride into the playoffs.
Yep, someone who I think should probably be traded in your if you have him in your leagues. That I really haven't liked the whole season, Joe Mixon. If you're a contender right now, trading him is probably of the utmost importance right now. Their O-line is so weak. The team is just weak. They may rely on him more with just some of the quarterback woes that they've had, but he really can't get past the line of scrimmage, and I don't like him just as a player this season.
Completely agreed. I don't really like Joe Mixon that much. Not because he is not a good player, because I do think he is a good player.
He's very talented.
He has a lot of talent.
He is extremely talented. It's just the Bengals offense. Just the Bengals overall. They're just a terrible team, man.
They don't let him do what he needs to do. Joe Mixon is such a good player, such a talented running back, but it's kind of the same thing with Le'Veon Bell. He's not popping off with a lot of the carries that he should be getting or some of the receptions he should be getting, and that's hurt his value
in
fantasy.
Joe Mixon could still be a fantasy MVP because week 16, championship game, he plays the Dolphins.
That could be something interesting there, something that manifests over there, an interesting play there.
So now we know who you guys want to trade away. My trade away, David Johnson. I don't know what's going on with him. It's either I don't think it's him as much as just the Cardinals, in my opinion. Like Matthew Berry said, it's time to hit the panic button. Kenyon Drake is starting to have a bigger involvement in the offense. Of course, DJ is obviously going to be banged up because it seems like he's always banged up. He's always unhealthy. And here are the stats from last week because this is tremendous to me. Kenyon Drake had 10 rushing attempts. David Johnson, 5. Kenyon Drake went for 35 yards rushing, and David Johnson had 2 yards rushing. Kenyon Drake also had 6 receptions, and David Johnson only had 1. Something is wrong with David Johnson with his health. There's got to be something wrong, because if you're being picked in the first round and everyone and you are that elite of a running back, you have to be performing better than how he's performing.
Yeah. It's kind of similar to the Gurley situation of last year, where he was just not being played by the Rams in the playoffs. Everyone was wondering, is he hurt? Is he doing something with conduct detrimental to the team? No one really knew until the news about the arthritis came out. I hope that it's really not as serious as that, just because he's such a good, talented player. I don't want his career wasted and him kind of being thrown away as Gurley was last year, the beginning of this year. But it's just something that I would really keep my eye on if I owned him in one of my fantasy leagues.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of David Johnson, only because of all of his injuries. Same with Todd Gurley. A lot of injuries, like you said. just running backs like those, I would avoid. Definitely, if you have them, I would trade away because they are not healthy, first of all. And second of all, they are not producing the way that they should be. And, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode of Fantasy Football Breakdown. Constantine, take this one.
Yep. Thank you all to Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rashudi, our newspaper advisors. Thank you to the class of 2016 for donating all this for our podcast setup. We really couldn't do it without their generous donations. Thank you to Dr. Catapano and the administration. We will see you next time.